You are listening to R&IB Connect Radio, and every month this year we will be catching up with visionary CEO Fiona Sanford to find out what they are up to each month. And we will be joined every month with a very special guest to highlight some of the amazing work that's being done across the sight loss sector. So joining myself and Fiona today is Laura Hughes, Managing Director of More Vision. Thank you both very much for joining me. So first of all, Laura, please can you explain a little bit about what More Vision do for anybody that's not aware of your work?
Yeah, sure. We're a little bit unusual for a visionary group in that we only support children, young people and parents with vision impairment. So we work across the whole of Devon and Cornwall, so it's a huge geographical area, and we provide information, advice, support, advocacy, activities and residential trips for any one age 0 to 25 in the Devon and Cornwall area who has a vision impairment and parents of children with vision impairments who are themselves visually impaired.
And you work together with Fiona and Visionary, and you launched a very special new project at the Visionary Conference back in November. Can you tell us a little bit about the Children's and Young People's Sight Loss MOT?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we've been Visionary members probably for 10 to 12 years, I'm not sure. And I think we might have been the first group to join that was just for children and young people. The first thing I want to say is that Visionary have been an exceptionally supportive organisation to be part of. And particularly over the last 2 years, I would go as far as to say I don't know what we'd have done without them. There's been so much online content we've been able to join, like managers forums and children and young people's forums and small organisation forums. It's been really, really supportive. And about a year and a half ago, I started to work with another local charity called Devon Insight, who are the kind of the adult version of us, who cover the whole of Devon's adult sight loss services. And they already had a very successful project called the Sight Loss MOT, which is it's a framework for doing a really thorough assessment of a person and what services they're currently getting, what they need, what's available for them. So we started working with them about 18 months ago to adapt this Sight Loss MOT to cover children and young people. We finished the work in the summer, last summer, and we launched this Children's Sight Loss MOT at the Visionary Conference in November.
And Fiona, the Visionary Conference was a massive success. 3 days full of great workshops of people getting together and sharing ideas and learning from one another. What was it like to be able to launch something like the Children and Young People Sight Loss MOT at the Visionary Conference last year?
You know, it was just fabulous, Ellie. As Laura has pointed out, you know, she's a long-standing member of Visionary, and thank you so much for your kind and generous words there, Laura. And although Moor Vision's remit is Devon and Cornwall, Laura's one of these people that's always really happy and willing to share her fairly extensive and expansive knowledge anywhere across the country. So we've linked her in with Visionary members organisations all over the UK, and because lots of these organisations do provide children and family services, and Laura's always incredibly helpful at helping people who want to set up services where they don't exist, or maybe make them a bit better where they do exist, or just offering a listening ear. So Laura plays a big part in Visionary and supporting the members that run children and young people services. And so to be able to launch something like that just felt really good. The conference was great. I think I mentioned in the last time we spoke about it, we stocked at 500. So it was the biggest one ever. And being able to showcase this kind of work is what Visionary is all about, Ellie. Mm-hmm. We love to take the fantastic work that our members do and just basically showcase it so as they can scale it up, so as anybody anywhere else in the country can take that learning and make use of it.
It's like a few times before when we've spoken, Fiona, you've mentioned not reinventing the wheel, being able to help each other and learn from each other.
Absolutely, Ellie. Well, if people can copy something which is already working well, that means they don't have to use their quite often very limited resources and money in developing something which is there and working well anyway. They can simply copy it. And that's the joy of Visionary, that we can share that across the sector.
I can hear you sort of verbally nodding along there, Laura. Do you agree with that? Do you agree that sort of working together is helpful for you and for your service?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. The conference, I think, was a kind of an example of how the whole organisation of Visionary works, which is I was hopping in and out of of other workshops which other people were delivering, where I was learning things as well as delivering the workshop about the MOT. But actually, over the, I mean, it works. It's so much a two-way thing. So as Fiona very nicely said, that I'm always happy to share my knowledge about children and young people with vision impairment to anyone who needs that kind of support. But at the same time, I have turned to Vision and said, I need support with a funding application. I need support, particularly over the last year, we were very much looking to use a new database, which is not a very exciting thing to do, but it's important. And actually, they were able to put me in touch with other local societies who could give me advice and, you know, really point us in the right direction. So it's very much a two-way thing.
And you have successfully secured the 5 years of funding. So congratulations about that. Tell us a little bit about that and what sort of the plan is then for the next 5 years.
Well, we're quite a new organisation to compare to some. We're only 15 years old, which is relatively new in charity terms. We started off incredibly small 15 years ago. This wasn't meant to be an organisation or a charity. This was meant to be myself as a parent of a visually impaired child meeting a few other parents of visually impaired children. And I did. I met three or four of them and our kids got to know each other. And over the years, it just developed. We had more families join. We became a charity. Then we became a registered charity. We became a charitable incorporated organisation. We've now got an office and I've got three staff who are wonderful, I should add. And of course, but we don't have any kind of what I'd call historical funds. We don't have any legacies. We don't have any money from property or anything else coming in. So we have to constantly be looking for grant funding. And particularly with the pandemic, it has got harder to find the funding we need to run. So we applied to the National Lottery probably in March of last year. I'd never done a big National Lottery grant. I'd done some smaller ones with them. And it's quite an onerous application. It's a lot of work. But I have to say the National Lottery staff were incredibly helpful through the whole funding process. There was nothing they wouldn't support us with. And I think it was around October time, I had a call from them and they said, I've never forgotten, they said, we're going to throw you a curveball. And I thought, oh, please don't do that. I don't do curveballs, really. And I said, OK, go on then. And she said, we'd like you to reapply, but for 5 years instead of three. And I thought, OK, I can do that kind of curveball. That's good. So we did. And we've been awarded 75% of our core costs. So that's salaries, rent, you know, insurance, all that kind of stuff. And 25% of our project costs for the next 5 years. It puts us on such a firm footing. We'd be able to extend staff contracts. We can really gives us time to really look at what we're doing and where we're going and how we can best serve our families in this area.
It's an exciting time to be working with More Vision.
It is. It really is. It really is. And particularly it's helped us make the expansion from being just Devon to Devon and Cornwall. So there's now hundreds more families who are going to be able to get our services.
Well, a massive congratulations to you again, Laura. Thank you both very much for joining me. Laura, where can we find out more about More Vision and find out more about the work that you do?
We've got a website, which is at www.morevision.org. The more is spelled M-O-O-R, like Dartmoor. We've got a Facebook page, which you can simply search again for More Vision. We can be contacted by email and we can be contacted through Visionary. And we're always happy to, you know, always happy to support families in our area. And also, as Fiona said, to support other people who are interested in doing this kind of work in other parts of the country.
Perfect. Thank you. And Fiona, once again, will you just remind us where we can find out more about Visionary?
Visionary.org.uk. You can also find us on Twitter, Ellie. So, yeah, have a look at our website. And that gives all the sort of up-to-date information on all the events and sessions that we're running. This is a campaigning month for us this month. So we're doing quite a lot around that, including a session with our very close partners and good friends from Thomas Pocklington Trust on later this month on working with sight loss councils. So we're also doing some stuff, how to lobby your council and MP, campaigning, influencing, making change happen. So that's, we're happy to be doing that. We're also continuing to work with RNIB's really successful legal rights series of events, and there's one of them in January. So yeah, all of that information's on our website, which is visionary.org.uk, and it can all be found there, Ellie.
Great stuff. Well, thank you both very much for joining me. It's fantastic again to hear about Visionary and about the charities that are members of Visionary working together to sort of build a better world. So thank you both very much for joining me.